big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
And just a little something that'll make you glad. When bop, 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 dip,
well, I saw a girl walking down the street. I wouldn't call her pretty, I wouldn't call her sweet. I just call her something cool.
So cool, dip,
she said, love daddy, be my love, love you, darling. My sugar dog, you know, you're something cool.
So cool.
Oh, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the October 9th, 2008 edition of the Big Beat Show right here at WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo, and it is another one of those very special shows tonight because I have a very special guest here in the studio with me. To my left, to your right, if you're watching on TV, I have Mr. David Hinckley, record collector, and welcome to the Big Beat Show, David.
Thank you, Lou. Nice to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here. We've been talking about this for quite a while, actually, and we finally got you here. And we're gonna. I looked at your list, and it's got really beautiful selections that you chose to play tonight on the show, and I thank you for that. And I think the listeners are going to thank you also by 8 o'clock. They're going to realize what a great show they just heard. And the one you opened up with, The Academics, huh?
Was from my home state, Boys. I'm from Connecticut, and so are they.
Yeah. And that was called, what?
Something Cool.
Something Cool on Elmont Records from 1959. Yeah. Now, we're going to talk to David a little bit later on about how he already told us he's from Connecticut and how he started record collecting and what he does now. And we're also going to touch on that big show that we saw last Saturday a little bit, I think, also. And we have something up by a New York group. David, tell us what's up next.
This was the first R&B vocal group record that I ever really liked and identified as an R&B vocal group record, so I thought I'd play it just for my own nostalgic purposes, but it's also a great record.
It is.
Zoop by the Charts.
There it is.
Oh,
David Hinckley, my very special guest, just gave us two great recordings. David, please go back over and recount what we played.
Played Zoop by the Charts, and we played Can't Help Loving That Girl of Mine by the Hideaways.
Yeah, one of the rarest records that there is, huh, on the Ronnie.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the fact that someone found it and put it out is one of the great,
I know,
great
I know.
Wonders of collecting.
That's right. Originally came on the Ronnie label in 1956, and as many of you know, the Charts record came out on Everlast, New York's Everlast Records, 1957, and right now we're listening to the Big Beat Show with my very special guest, David Hinckley. I'm going to take a little time now, David, to let the people listening know why you're here. You're a record collector. Tell us where you grew up, how you started, the time period, and all the background information that would help us understand you.
Well, like a lot of people, I imagine, I grew up in the 50s. I grew up in a nice suburban house in Connecticut. Unlike other people, we didn't ever play music on the radio, and we didn't own a record player. So I sort of discovered rock and roll a little late, popular music a little late. Discovered it probably 1961 or so. You know, Runaway by Del Shannon, Tossin' and Turnin' by Bobby Lewis. So I was a rock and roll kid, listened to Top 40 on WDRC, my local radio station.
I think a lot of us actually started like that, you know, a mixture of things, but continue, yeah.
So I was just, you know, cruising along, buying my 45s, got my collection up to 70, 75 45s by saving my allowance. One day, a guy named Mark Ransom moved to my town. He had lived in Scarsdale before that. And we just got to know each other, probably sometime in 1963. He told me that he'd like to see what records I had. So I listed all my records for him, brought him in a list. Next day, he brought it back. He graded all my records, C minus, D plus. He hardly liked anything. I said, "What's wrong with my records?" And he said, they just aren't very good. And I said, "Well, what's better?" You know, challenging him, as kids are wont to do. And he said, "New York oldies." And I'd never heard of that, of course. So I said, "What are they?" He said, "I'll bring you some." So he brought me four records the next day, which included Zoop and Desiree by the Charts, Poor Rock and Roll by the Nobles, I Found Out Why by Louis Lyman and the Teen Chords, and I think the fourth one was Dreams Are for Fools by the Revellons, but I'm not absolutely sure. Anyway, I took them home, listened to them, and just put them on in the background, and didn't make much impression on me at first. And about a week or so later, I found that Zoop had stuck in my head. Zoop, I said, "Where'd I sing that? Where'd that song come from? I didn't hear that on WDRC. I realized it was one of the records he'd given me. So I said, "You got any more of those?"
Yeah.
And pretty soon started buying them myself. And, of course, as you know, from there, it just all craters and falls apart. And
you're addicted.
And you're addicted.
Yeah.
And it's basically over at that point. And
yeah.
Since then, it's been, you know.
That's just a bit, not over, it's the beginning, actually. But
exactly.
I know what you mean. But so that was your first real encounter with vocal group Harmony, I mean, other than peripherally.
Yeah, I mean, on Top 40 radio at the time, you'd hear Ramalama Ding Dong,
right.
Or There's a Moon Out Tonight, or mm-hmm. The Volumes, something like that. I loved You Belong to Me by the Dupree's.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't think of it as vocal group music. I just thought of it as one more thing that was part of the Top 40 mix,
yeah.
Which in fact it was.
That's exactly right. It was.
Which is great, and I think you still have to think of it that way. I think it's still part of rock and roll. It's not some little separate subgenre by itself, which
That's right.
Was amusing for a few years. It's really part of rock and roll. You hear it going back to the Nat King Coles and the Mills Brothers. You hear the roots back there. You hear it going forward to the Temptations, the Shy Lights,
mm-hmm.
Even through vocal groups that sing today. You hear a crooner like John Legend today. He has roots in that stuff.
Yes, yeah.
So
you continue as a record collector now, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and 40, yeah. 45s, albums, and CDs, I guess.
Yeah, and 78s.
Me too.
I discovered somewhere along the way that 78s were a cheaper way to get music that I would never find on 45.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. All right, well, we're going to talk a little bit more to David about this and other things, but what's up next on the turntable? We've got something on the turntable here, another rare record in its original form.
This is just one I loved, and I love the fact, the technology of it for such an early record. It's the Marylanders. It's not the Marylanders. I lied. It's the Teardrops. And actually, there's a very brief story with that, which is that like a lot of collectors, one of the first things I did was buy the Rumble album.
Yes.
Which I also bought the Boppin' album.
Yep.
And My Heart by the Teardrops, which is what we're about to hear, was on the Boppin' album, but it was mislabeled.
Right.
It was labeled as Good Old $9.99 by the Marylanders, which didn't even get the title right. But I thought, wow, that's really a great record. Little did I know it wasn't the Marylanders at all. It was a white group, which is just incredible.
And here it is, the Teardrops and My Heart.
My heart is longing.
George Grant of the Castells, and you're listening to The Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick.
metal fool. Because of my love for you, whenever we meet, my heart skips a beat. Sentimental fool, never lost summer blue. My darling, 'cause I have you, I'll never be sad, I'll always be glad. Sentimental fool.
I need you for so badly,
badly.
My heart beats for you madly,
madly.
My life I'd give you gladly,
gladly.
Anytime, anytime,
anytime.
But if you ever leave me too,
I'll still wear a smile. I've had you a while, sentimental fool.
I need you oh so badly,
badly.
My heart beats for you madly,
madly.
My life I'd give gladly,
gladly.
Anytime, anytime,
anytime. But if you ever leave me too,
and never again find home, I'll still wear a smile. I've had you a while.
You made me cry and want to die. This was the end. Why make a fool out of me? You promised me that you would care. You built me up like a king. Then you tore me right down and made me the clown. Why make a fool out of me? I was the dreamer, you were the schemer. We both had plans of our own, but I guess I was wrong. So get along, dreaming my dreams all alone. I couldn't stand to say goodbye. You didn't give me a chance. You tossed love aside, then you hurt my pride. Why make a fool out of me?
I was the dreamer, you were the schemer. We both had plans of our own. I guess I was wrong, but I'll get along, dreaming my dreams of love.
Toss love aside, then you hurt my pride. Why make a fool out of me?
Wow, just an amazing recording there by Maith Marshall and the Marshall Brothers, huh? Tell us about that, please.
Yeah, Maith Marshall and the Marshall Brothers, who weren't brothers and weren't all named Marshall.
No,
but
they weren't.
But that's who cares?
That's right.
It's
exactly.
Such a great record.
Yeah.
Before that, we heard the Teardrops, who were mislabeled as the Marylanders on an early record. And then we heard the Marylanders, the actual Marylanders, singing I'm a Sentimental Fool, which was an interesting bit of technology for 1952.
Yeah.
From a small New York label using the Echo and the rest of it. And then Why Make a Fool Out of Me by the Marshall Brothers.
Yeah, excellent stuff. And we have a lot more listeners, so we're gonna take a moment now and talk a little bit. I think we should give Mark Del Costello some credit. As a matter of fact, top to bottom, everyone, the whole weekend actually was just magnificent, that show that Mark put on with those the Black Swan Society. By the way, I got an email from Charlie Horner already. There are some photographs of the show at classicurbanharmony.net. There's some photographs and information about the show. If you missed it, well, you missed it. And actually, DVDs will be coming out fairly soon. But what did you think of that show, David?
It was terrific.
Yeah, it sure
Mark's
was.
Show in 1983 in Burlington was probably the best R&B show I've ever seen. And this one, you know, through no fault of Mark, people just, as he said, aren't vertical anymore. We're just losing. We've just lost a lot of singers in the last 25 years. So you can't get as many people together as you could. You can't get the original Spaniels together anymore. But what he did get together was just terrific. The Continentals were fantastic.
They absolutely were.
The Solitaires were great.
Mm-hmm.
Brought Herman Dunham back to sing with the Solitaires. Had Milton Love sing Candlelight. I could have listened to that all night. I could have just listened to a loop of that all night and gone home very happy. The Shepherds sounded great. Terry Johnson's Flamingos they do kind of a, you know, a Vegas kind of act now, in the best sense of the word. It's a harmony act, which is mainstream appeal, which is fine. But hearing Terry Johnson do a couple of Whispers records,
I know,
was just just knocked me out.
Yeah, the whole day. Actually, I was there for the rehearsal too, which is where I got that George Grant thing, incidentally, listeners. But George and I go back a long way. But the entire weekend, Friday night and Saturday, was just from 2 o'clock in the afternoon up till, 11 o'clock at night, I guess it was. It was just a perfect day. And there was not one act that wasn't absolutely outstanding, in my opinion. And the venue itself was also very attractive. No matter where you sat, you were close to the stage. There was no place, you were too far away. And everything from top to bottom, from the way the singers were handled, the dressing rooms, everything was managed beautifully. And I really want to thank Mark Del Costello for all the work and effort that he put into that. And it was very, very difficult to do, especially with these oddball groups from out of town. But he got it all to work, and I think it was magnificent. I really do.
He did. You have to mix and match these days. You have to bring in some people from different groups to sing together. You have to bring in some backup singers where the group isn't there or can't make it there.
Yeah.
But he did a terrific job. It was just very professionally handled. And you can't underestimate that. Because
that's right.
That just isn't always the case.
I know. All the featured vocalists were excellent. Also, the Bravados did a lot of great backup work for some of the groups. And the Sheps also, regulars, semi-regulars here on the Big Beat Show. And Hal Keschner's band did a magnificent job. They had to learn, and not learn, but at least know professionally, 100 songs or more, and they got everyone right. I don't think they missed a note all day. So also very professional, Hal Keschner and his conglomeration there. I thought they did an excellent job.
They did. It was you try to learn 100 songs in a couple of days.
Even if you're reading them, you still have to rehearse them and understand the feeling and the passion involved with each note. And those musicians, I thought, did a magnificent job in getting it done right.
You're also dealing with an audience of collectors that knows this music and knows
yeah,
these
right.
records. So, I mean, if you if you miss a pause, there's just a key pause in the middle of a song, if you miss that, then you've blown the record.
That's right.
To the collectors, and they didn't do that.
That's
they consistently got those things.
They
have
everything. And it could mess it up for the singers, too, if they're used to a pause and then their timing is completely off. But it didn't happen. So once again, I just want to, we're going to get back to the music, but I just wanted to mention that because it's that important. And one of the groups that was there was the Mellows. We're going to play something by the Mellows, the second record in this set, right, David? But before that, what do we have?
Before that, we have These Are Things I Want to Share With You, which is a Syncopators record from a national from 1949, which comes out of the pop tradition, the Ink Spots Mills Brothers tradition, in that transition period into the R&B of the 50s. But I would like to say after that we'll be playing When the Lights Go On Again, World War II's classic, of course, as sung by a cappella by Lillian Leach and the Mellows. And it's a particular pleasure for me because at the show on Saturday night, Lou got to introduce the Mellows, and here I get to introduce the Mellows.
All right. But before we go to the Syncopators first, right, Dave?
Correct.
All right, here we go. The Syncopators, 1949. These Are Things I Want to Share With You. And we do.
A fireside at eventide, a heart that's tried and true. These are things I want to share with you. A baby's cry, a lullaby, a world that's bright and new. These are things I want to share with you. I want to share the thrill of knowing I can stay with you. Greet each new day with you. Grow old and gray with you. The hope, the fears through all the years, the smiles, the teardrops too. These are things I want to share with you.
I want to share the thrill of knowing I can stay with you. Greet each new day with you. Cool and gray with you.
The hopes, the fears through all the years, smiles, the teardrops too. These are things I want to share with you.
When the lights go snow is all
like wedding rings and church bells will ring when the lights go on again.
Some would have kept me away from you.
Nothing better than all the rest, like the exhibit at the park.
For when a wind kiss and embrace like this, so bang goes my heart.
Tell us what we just heard.
Yes. We just heard "These Are Things I Want to Share with You" by the Syncopators on National from 1949. We heard "When the Lights Go On Again," the World War II standard, by Lillian Leach and the Mellows, recorded for Celeste Records in 1956, but not issued. And then we heard "Bang Goes My Heart" by the Moroccos on United from 1956, which is interesting because the flip sides of a lot of ballads back then tended to be much bluesier. But as we get to 1956, we hear sort of the more rock and roll sound coming into
That's
it.
That's right, yeah. Your selections this evening are quite varied. It's nice to know that you play things from 1949, which you just did, and up to 1959, and so on. So your taste is quite wide and eclectic.
I think most people's probably is.
Yeah. Most of them, but not everybody. You're right about most people, but not everyone. And by the way, let's take a moment to talk about your job. You have quite an interesting job, too. What is it you do for a living?
I'm actually at the moment a TV critic for the Daily News in New York. For the 20 years or so before that, I was a pop music critic for the Daily News in New York.
And you write a radio column.
And I write a radio column too. Yes, in my spare time.
I like Today's very much, by the way.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I got WRSU. The show got a nice mention. Thank you very much for doing that. And your job, you certainly must be exposed to all kinds of wonderful entertainment people, huh?
It is. That's the reason you take this job, because you get free tickets to concerts, and you get free CDs. I mean, what's not to like about it?
Come on a show like this, you know.
That's it. Right. Yeah, it's, you know, nothing but Class A all the way.
Oh, thank you very much. But it's really, honestly, seriously, it's a pleasure to have you here, and I'm glad we finally got to do this, and I'm sure that the listeners are enjoying this as much as I am, too. And right now, here are the harp tones.
I was not told about loving a girl like you.
Our hearts are young and love is new, and as for kisses, I've had a few, but I was not told about loving a girl like you.
Cling to me, darling, and say that you'll be mine. Remember we won't see that same moonshine 100 years from today. 100 years from today. Whoa, 100 years from today.
Okay, you heard Loving a Girl Like You by the Harp Tones, recorded for the Bruce label in 1954, and a street corner standard in the city. Groups, all the street corner groups that were forming in the mid-50s sang that song along with Gloria and a couple of other perennial favorites on the, in the style. Then from there we went into 100 Years From Today by the Spaniels, recorded 5 years later in 1959 on the VJ label, which I like the contrast between those two, because Loving a Girl Like You indicated that how really for the first time pop music was appealing to a younger group. Pop music had always been for adults before the 50s, really. And with a record like that, it's Schoolgirl.
That's right.
Appealing to a much a much younger audience. But then you get 5 years later, the Spaniels are singing 100 Years From Today, which is not a song for teenagers. Teenagers aren't thinking about 100 Years From Today. Grown-ups are thinking about 100 Years From Today.
Yeah, that's right.
Still thinking about it. And so that's kind of an interesting range of the music there.
Well said.
And staying on the VJ label, we move to a gospel song now. VJ had quite a gospel roster in the 50s, as did many of the R&B labels. This particular song strikes me as being so closely tied to the secular vocal group harmony tradition, and apparently VJ thought so too, because they issued it in the R&B series rather than the gospel series. But it's one of my favorite gospel records, and I think if you played it next to R&B records, you wouldn't think this is one thing and that's another thing. They just all come together here. Oh Why by the Five Blind Boys.
Oh why do the stars shine at night? Oh why does the moon give its light? When I sing a gospel
Fantastic gospel recordings from my very special guest, David Hinckley. Please tell us, David, what we just heard.
You heard Oh Why by the Five Blind Boys on VJ from 1956, Five Blind Boys of Mississippi. And you heard Three Pictures of the Lord by the Violinaires, which was on a Checker album in 1966. That's obviously tied to the same group that was recording for Drummond 13 years earlier.
Yeah.
The idea that they still had this pure 50s sound in 1966 is pretty astonishing.
I know, I was just going to say that exact same thing. That's right. And two really great ones, and two that I don't think I'm familiar with. Maybe the Five Blind Boys, but I like the Violinaires, but I don't have that album. Thanks very much for bringing that.
My pleasure.
And we got time for what? Maybe two more or so. It's something down in Philadelphia next. What's up with that? We have the Belltones.
Just couldn't resist this classic, Estelle by the Belltones. It's a collector's favorite for years. Estella, as they say it in the song, actually. Estella and Freddie, one of the great romantic stories. The Romeo and Juliet, really, of R&B collecting.
Yeah. Here it is, Estella by the Belltones.
You said
just wonderful, a classic, Philadelphia classic, The Bell Tones from 1954 with Estella. David Hinckley, I want to thank you very, very much for being a guest here on the Big Beat Show. It's quite a distance you drove, and I'm sure the listeners feel as I do and really appreciated the selections you brought and the information that you gave between the songs, too. Thank you very much for being here, and you're welcome back, of course.
Well, it was my absolute pleasure, Lou. Thanks very much for having me. And I thought you might end with another female group, another female lead with a male group, which is in the great tradition of R&B DJs, I would like to dedicate to my wife, Each Time by the Cabaneers.
Okay. Thanks very much again, David. All your listeners, thank you very much. Thanks for the phone calls as you called, and may harmony be with you until next time. Here are the Cabaneers from 1951, and Each Time. Good night.
It's a thrill of a lifetime, like the thrill of the first time. Your eyes met mine.
Your eyes met mine.
It's a thrill so divine, like the thrill of the first time I held your hand.
I held your hand.
So this is it. Touch mine, it's a thrill so sublime, like the thrill of the first time. Our hearts entwine, and darling, each time seems like the first.